Okay. Are you excited about finding the will of God? Amen ba? Okay. Me too. No? Kung meron mang highest pursuit and search, more than searching for a treasure, Yamashita treasure, or a pot of gold, it's the search for the will of God. No? Yung paghahanap sa kalooban ng Panginoon. Your will be done, O Lord. No? Sino dito ang interesado na malaman kung sino ang mapapangasawa niya? Wala dito, mamayang hapon yata pupunta. I think most of our young people will be attending this afternoon, kaya mas kokonti tayo ngayon. No? So, sinong gustong malaman ang kalooban ng Panginoon para sa kanyang buhay? Yeah, we all want to know the will of God. No? Nung bata-bata tayo, we want to know, Lord, sino bang mapapakasawa ko? Nung sumunod na siguro, Lord, saan ako mag-work? O anong negosyo ang papasukin ko? O saan kami bibili ng bahay? Or are we going to migrate to US, Canada, New Zealand? Lord, we want to know. So lahat tayo gusto nating malaman yon. Okay? So God's will is about, it's so exciting because it talks about something about the future. It talks about the future, so that makes it more exciting. And when you talk about God's will, it's something that God desires. Something that He desires for the seeker. And kapag pumapasok sa isip natin yung God's will, the thought that comes is something that the seeker desires. Ano ba yung gusto nung naghahanap? So it's much like a treasure hunt. No, we're hunting for something important, something that is precious. Okay? So we try to perceive the will of God. Pero nung bata-bata ako, I realized that one reason why I wanted to know the will of God is because I want to find out if I will want it or not. Kaya mo gusto matuklasan ng salita ng Diyos, ay alamin mo, Lord, ano bang kalooban mo? So gusto mong timbangin. Gugustuhin ko kaya o hindi? And then pag hindi mo gusto, yung nakita mo na kalooban ng Panginoon para sa'yo, then you will try to look for counsel. No? Maghahanap ka ng kakampi. Para nang sa ganon, hindi mangyari yung nakitang o pinakitang kalooban ng Panginoon sa iyo. And then as I grow older, hindi pala dapat ganon na alamin ko para malaman ko kung gugustuhin ko o hindi. Kundi alamin ko para gustuhin ko. Not only to perceive, but to pursue. And ultimately to prefer the will of God. No? Merong isang estudyante sa Phoebus College of Bible. Doon po ako nagtapos sa seminary. Yun pong dorm ng mga lalaki, nandito. Yung dorm ng mga babae, nandun. No? So, sa pagitan po noon ay maluwang na lugar. Nandito po yung Grace Hall kung saan nandito yung mga academic rooms, classrooms. At nandun po sa harapan, sa banda doon naman po yung chapel. So, yun po yung larawan ng aming seminary kung saan ako nagtapos. Si Pastor Rasitas doon din nagtapos. Hindi lang kami nagkita doon. No? Kasi gumraduate na ako na pumasok siya. Okay? So, merong isang lalaki nakaupo po dito sa bench. At ang sabi niya, Lord, gusto kong pong malaman ang kalooban mo para sa aking buhay. No? Sino po ba ang gusto mong mapangasawa ko? No? Sabi niya, Lord, natingnan niya yung dormitoryo ng mga babae. Kung sino po yung unang babaeng lalabas sa pintuang yan, yan po ang babaeng kalooban mo para sa akin at siya po ang aking liligawan at pakakasalan. Kung sino po yung unang babaeng lumabas. Saktong-sakto naman po, lumabas po yung isang estudyanteng maitim, maliit, at kulot ang buhok. At nung makita po niya yun, sabi niya, Lord, joke lang, joke lang. Are we really interested to know the will of God, to obey it? Or are we interested to just know the will of God, to find out if we will like it or not? Sana kasama ni Jesus masabi natin, Lord, not my will, but your will be done. Okay. John chapter 14, verse 21 says, ito pong sabi doon, if you have your Bibles with you, John 14, 21. Sabi po sa verse 21, pwede bang tumayo tayong lahat mga kapatid as we read the word? If you have your Bibles with you, no? Dala niyo ba yung mga Biblia po ninyo? Just turn your Bibles to John chapter 14, verse 21. Nasa New Testament po yun. Hindi ho 1 John, hindi 2 John, hindi 3 John. Gospel of John. Chapter 14, verse 21. Kung nakita po ninyo, sabihin niyo, yes? Okay. Sabi po dito, those who accept my commandments and obey them are the ones who love me. And because they love me, my Father will love them and I will love them and reveal myself to each of them. Okay. Sabi po dito, he who keeps my commandments is the one who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father. No, and I will love him too. And I will reveal myself to him. Sabi mo nga, reveal. So God wants to reveal himself to you. God wants to reveal his will for your life. Manalangin tayo. Panginoon, dalangin po namin ang iyong salita ay maging buhay na buhay sa aming puso upang masunod namin, Panginoon, ang iyong kalooban para sa aming buhay. We give you the glory, Lord. We give you the honor. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay. Sige po, please be seated. As we continue on finding the will of God, that is the topic for this morning, finding the will of God, part 2 of our series, Understanding the Will of God. Okay? There are errors that we need to avoid in finding the will of God. Merong tatlong errors. Number 1 is the heavenly error. Can you say heavenly? Ito yung hyper-spiritual approach in finding the will of God. No? Ito yung sabi mo, Lord, gusto pong malaman ang kalooban mo, pwede po bang gaganituhin ko po yung Bible? Bubuksan ko po kung saan matapat, Lord. Kung saan po matapat, Lord. Tapos, gwaganon pa, Lord, ito po ang verse para sa akin today. Ayan. At ang sabi doon ay, at nagbigti si Judas. Lord, ito pa talaga ang kalooban mo? No? Tapos, nag-turn na naman siya ng scripture. Tapos, pagdating sa kabila, ang sabi naman ng Lord, gawin mong madali. Ang hirap kasi, hahanapin mo yung kalooban ng Panginoon. Lord, siya po bang liligawan ko? Pag nakita ko po sa Bible yung pangalan niya, Lord, siya po ang liligawan ko. Ruth. No? O kaya eh, Lord, siya talaga ang kalooban mo kasi nandito ang pangalan niya, Shirley. No? Kasi yung sabi doon sa verse, Psalm chapter 6, verse 23 verse 6, Shirley will follow me all the days of my life. Surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life. We do not rely on that. Amen po ba? Ayoko makakita po ng cross-world disciple na gumagawa ng desisyon na ginagawang agimat yung Biblia at ginagawang parang anong tawag mo doon? Parang spirit of the glass yung Bible. At piniplip-plip, no, para malaman kung ano ang kalooban ng Panginoon. We don't do that. You don't take the Word of God out of context. Okay? Hindi ka uupo sa ilalim ng puno, titingala ka doon sa langit, at sabihin mo, Lord, isulat mo po sa langit kung anong trabahong gagawin ko. No? Ano po ba ang gagawin ko? No? So nakita ngayon doon sa langit ay PC. PC. No? Habang nasa ilalim ng puno, nakita niya PC sa ulap. Kaya ginawa niya, nagpastor siya. Kasi ang nakalagay ito doon, preach Christ. Kaya siya ay nagpastor. Nagpastor po siya. Ilang taon nang lumipas, hindi nagtagumpay. Sabi niya, Panginoon, akala ko ba tinawag mo ako to preach Christ? Bakit hindi ako nagtagumpay bilang pastor? Ano po bang ibig sabihin talaga nung PC? Sabi ng Lord, plant kamote. Kaya mahirap yung ano eh, mahirap yung you rely on, no, Lord, sana isulat mo po sa dahon ng saging kung anong pangalan, no, anong magiging work. Okay? Please don't be mystical about the will of God. Okay? That's the heavenly error. Pangalawa is the Hollywood error. Sabi mo nga, Hollywood error. Hollywood error in finding the will of God is that mo, kapag ka nakita mong maganda, pag nakita mong gwapo, parang kayo na talaga, di ba? Pag nagkaroon ng click, kami na talaga. That's a Hollywood error. No? Okay, sometimes you test compatibility by, you know, going out, having sex. You know, there was one thing that Matthew, one of the speakers in the last IDC mentioned, sa Europe daw, and even in America, most of the young people, no, or mga singles, ganitong naiisip kapag ka nakakita ng opposite sex. This is what's common in Europe and US, ha? Among singles and young people. Should I risk my feelings to be hurt by getting to know this person as a friend? Or should I simply enjoy sex with him? That's how shallow the morals of most of the singles and young people in the West are. Nakakashock. Parang sa kanila, you know, casual sex is better than getting into a relationship because it takes a toll on your emotions. Mahirap mag-maintain ng relationship. Mahirap makilala ka, mahirap masaktan ng puso mo, mahirap ma-heartbroken. Kaya, casual sex na lang. That's the Hollywood error. Okay? Wag sana tayo mag-fall for that. At panghuli is the humanistic error. What is the humanistic error in finding the will of God? No? It's, you know, not really interested about God at all. It's more of me, my desires, my fulfillment, my personal fulfillment. Parang ano na to eh, yung nung nagre-research nga ako nung ano, nung wedding ceremony script, no? Nakakita ako ng isang blog na wedding ceremony programs secular for non-Christians, for non-believers of God, no? This is a God-free wedding program. God is not a part of this wedding ceremony. Ayaw nilang isama ang Diyos doon sa seremonya. Shocking, no? Nagulat ako doon. Kasi nga, may mga nagpapakasal na lalaki sa lalaki, babae sa babae, no? Nakakalungkot lang. They don't want the absolutes of God because they want to do whatever they want to do in life. That's the humanistic approach. Siguro part din ito yung ano eh, yung trying to look at the stars, no? Di ba? Yung titingnan mo yung, Lord, magka-match po ba kami? No? Tiningnan ko nga eh. Magka-match ba kami ni Pastora Citas? Capricorn ako, Pisces siya. Ay, oo nga, magka-match kami. Kasi Capricorn, di ba, parang lamb, parang ano, shepherd, tapos Pisces, fisher of men. O magkamatch talaga kami. Diba? Something mystical. And I tried to do something else, no? Next slide nga. So, tinry ko na ano. Tinry ko to. Sabi ko, Lord, talaga bang compatible kami? Kami ba talaga ni Sitas? So, tinry ko, merong A, meron ding A. No? May A, may A. Tapos may L din. Ba? Oo, okay ah. May M din. Tapos may A uli. R, wala. I, merong I. No? May O. Oo. Oo, oo, oo. No, talaga magka-match kami ni Pastora. Meron bang letter, ano susunod? Next. Letter E, yes, merong ding E. Merong, ano yun, A uli. At merong A. Yan, merong T. Ang dami naming ano, talagang pinagtadhana kami ng Panginoon. Nung binilang ko, ano, walo sa akin, tama, at walo din sa kanya. Magka-match talaga. Nung inilapat ko ngayon dito, ayan, next slide, no, 16, next slide. Binilang ko. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16! Oh, ano yung M? Oh, talagang ano? Grabe! Hindi ko na nga matanda kung ano yung iba dyan eh, no? F for? Friends. L for? Lovers. A for ano? Ano yan? Angry? As in, galit, gano'n? Eh, yung E? Engage. Yung S? Enemies yata yung E. Anyway. Nakalimutan ko na yan eh. Yung bang, you try to find, no, based on zodiac, based on faith, not on faith. No, don't ever do that. Okay. So avoid these three errors. Amen ba? In finding the will of God. Now let me share the five avenues of guidance. Five avenues of guidance. Quickly. Lima po ito. Number one. Kapag gagawa ka ng desisyon, general to. General avenues of guidance. Number one, the foundation must be the Bible, the Word of God. The Word of God is inspired, God-breathed. It is profitable, useful, sufficient for teaching, for correction, for reproving, and for training in righteousness. So everything that we need for faith and for practice, written on this book. Sufficient. Hindi po ito exhaustive. Hindi po ito book on science, hindi ito book on astronomy, it's not a book on engineering. But this book in itself is a complete book. What we need, no? So that we will know Jesus and we will know the way by which we should live our lives. So it is sufficient for us. Okay. So, sa bawat decision na gagawin mo, consider the Word of God. Amen ba? Pero don't flip the pages, no? Don't do that. Number two is inner voice. Sabi mo nga, inner voice. You know, inner voice is the conviction within. No, it's the Holy Spirit speaking into your heart. Merong prompting. No, you may not be hearing a voice from heaven, but there is an inner prompting. No, a witness of the Holy Spirit. Sometimes it works on your feelings. Parang nag-work na rin with your desire. Di ba sabi sa Philippians? No, it is God who works and who wills in you. Siya ang gumagawa ng ano eh, ng work at naglalagay ng desire sa puso mo. So you have to consider that, the inner voice. Your feelings is also important. Okay? But don't rely too much on that. But this is part of making decision. Siyempre, hindi ka naman magpapakasal sa isang tao na wala kang naramdaman, di ba? Na wala kang feelings or wala kang inner voice na narinig. Okay? Letter C is common sense. Okay, number three is common sense. So you may have a verse from the scriptures, mukhang okay naman. There is an inner witness, no? Kaya lang, when you look at your ability and your capability, then you realize na parang hindi yata pwede. Kasi parang langit siya, lupa ako. Alam mo yun, medyo ganun, no? Para magkaiba kami ng mundo, magkaiba kami ng daigdig. O kaya gusto mo maging, maganda ka naman, maganda ka, no? Gusto mo maging universe, Miss Universe. Kaya lang ang height mo, 4'11". So, you may have the desire, but common sense wise, no, it doesn't make sense. So check your ability and capacity. Number four is godly advice. Now look for someone for counsel, for advice. Malungkot lang sa maraming young people, kapag ka naghahanap ng lifetime partner, naka-involve sa barkada, tinatanong yung kanyang leader, pag nain na sa relationship, pinuputol niya lahat. Putol ang kanyang relationship with his leader, putol ang relationship sa mga kaibigan niya, putol ang relationship sa parents. Bakit? Tumutok doon sa relationship. Wala nang counsel. So ano nangyayari? Abay, yun nga, ang hindi makatiis, nabubuntis. Ang hindi makahintay, nagiging tatay. Ganun yun eh. Kasi wala na. Shut off na lahat ng mga taong pwedeng mag-guide sa'yo, mag-influence sa'yo. Don't ever do that. Huwag mong i-isolate yung relationship ninyong dalawa. Okay? May young people ba akong kausap dito? No? Marami rin, ano? So, godly advice. Even when making a career change, no, you seek for counsel. Even in your business, no, maaaring wala akong masyadong alam about your business, but I can pray for you and I can give you biblical principles on how to run your business. Okay? But wag mong sabihin na, Pastor, pastor ka lang, wala kang alam sa alahas, wala kang alam sa construction, wala kang alam sa ganito. Well, tanungin mo si Peter. Peter knew that Jesus knew nothing about fishing. But he listened to Jesus. So, godly advice. Amen ba? And panghuli, circumstances. Circumstances. Look for open doors. So, pagka gumawa ka ng desisyon, hindi naman kailangan itong lima nandun, no? Cumulatively, you have to consider this five, at least marami ditong nag-agree. Okay? So, dapat, biblically, it's okay. Pag sinabi ng Bible na huwag ka makikipamatok sa hindi mananampalataya, so hindi ka manliligaw at hindi ka magpapaligaw sa isang non-Christian. Kasi malinaw naman si Biblia yun. Sinabi na talaga malinaw na malinaw, black and white. Okay? So huwag ka na makipag-negotiate sa Panginoon na, Lord, sisharean ko naman po ng gospel. Lord, pag nagde-date naman po kami, bibigyan ko ng Bible, bibigyan ko ng mga verses. You don't go on a date, no? You don't go on a date to share the gospel. Sabi nga, when you go on a date, you date not for intimacy. You go on a date for acquaintance. To know the person, not to be intimate. So, Bible is very important. Then the inner voice, no, the inner prompting of the Holy Spirit. And then, common sense. Isipin mo, maigi. Think 1,000 times, Lord, kaya ko ba to? Kaya ba ng kapasidad to? Kaya ba ng powers to? And then, seek counsel. And then, look for open doors. Kasi maaaring okay lahat eh. Christian naman. No? May feelings ka naman. Tama? May feelings ka. Christian, may feelings ka. Anong sinasabi ng common sense? Mukhang bagay naman kayo. Diba? Anong payo ng mga tao? Gusto din nila. Kaya lang bandang huli, ayaw ng girl. Na best friend zone ka. No? Aray ko. Pero okay lahat, di ba? Okay yung apat eh. Kaya lang sablay sa huli. So may mga bagay na kahit gusto mo, sinasara ng Panginoon yung pinto eh. But when God closes a door, He opens a bigger one. And a better one, as always. Amen po ba? Amen po ba? Ako'y nagpapasalamat sa Panginoon sa maraming mga pintong sinara niya sa akin eh. Kasi binuksan ng Panginoon ng isang napakagandang pinto. Ayan, si Pastor. Amen. Praise God. Let's go to the John 14:21. No? Sabi sa verse, He who obeys my commandments is the one who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him, and I will reveal myself to him. If you are serious about finding God's will, be more concerned about God more than His will. Sometimes we're more consumed with the gift rather than the giver. Kaya alam mo, madali kang mapagod paghihintay kasi ang hinihintay mo yung regalo, hindi yung magbibigay ng regalo. When we wait not on the gift, but we wait on God. Alam mo, pagka nag-wait ka sa Panginoon ka naghintay, hindi nakakainip eh. There are three things that I want to share about this verse. Number one, finding God's will is anchored on His words. Finding God's will is anchored on His words. Anong sabi dito? He who keeps my commandments is the one who loves me. He who keeps my commandments. The will of God is inherently connected to God's word. Huwag mo nang hanapin kung saan-saan ang kalooban ng Panginoon. Makikita mo sa salita ng Panginoon. Okay? The word of God is sufficient for you. Number two, finding God's will is easier for the obedient. Madaling masumpungan at matuklasan ang kalooban ng Panginoon kung ikaw ay masunurin. Sabi ng Lord, I will reveal more of myself to you and my will to you when you do what He has already revealed to you. Ngayon, kung hindi mo sinusunod yung ni-reveal na niyang salita sa'yo, bakit siya magsasalita sa'yo ng mga bagay na hindi niya ni-reveal? Diba? Why bother, no? Why would I reveal anymore when what I have already revealed to you don't fulfill? So sabi ng Panginoon, ni-reveal ko na sa'yo, kaya lang sinasara mo yung mata mo. O kaya ni-reveal ko na sa'yo, yung mga revelation ko na sa'yo before, hindi mo naman ginagawa. So why would I even reveal any more of my will? So when we ignore the will of God, we will suffer the consequences. Okay, so trust in the Lord with all your heart and never rely on your own understanding or on your own insights. Never ignore the will of God. In verse 12, ang sabi doon, di ba? Pasamin yung verse 12. Look at the verse 12. Chapter 14, verse 12. I tell you the truth, anyone who believes in me will do the same works I have done, and even greater works, because I'm going to the Father. Sometimes we are so passionate about doing greater things. Pero sabi ng Lord, yes, you are able to do greater things. Kaya lang, itong pagkakasabi ng Lord dito eh. No? Verse 12, anyone who believes in me, that's number one, you have to believe in the Lord. When you believe in the Lord, you will do the same works that I have done. Bago mo pala gawin yung greater things, gawin mo muna yung basic things that the Lord did. Because the basic things that the Lord did will serve as the foundation of the greater things that you will be able to accomplish when you believe in Him. Anong ibig sabihin nun? Kasi madalas gusto natin complicated agad. Gusto natin yung sophisticated. Ni hindi mo pa alam yung ABC sumusulat ka na ng nobela, ni hindi mo alam ang 1, 2, 3, arithmetic, sumisigi ka na sa calculus. Algebra nga, bumabagsak ka eh, di ba? How can you go to calculus? Yun lang, color combination ng red, blue, green, yellow, hindi mo alam. Tapos gusto mo maging painter. You want to compose an opera. You want to compose music for orchestra. But you don't know the basics of do, re, mi. So ano ang ibig sabihin dito? Bago ka, alam mo yon, ang puso mo ay mahumaling sa mga bagay na matatayog. Pwede bang tutukan mo muna yung mga bagay na simple? Which is the Word of God. As simple as that. No? Pagka nahuli mo na ang basics, rubrics na mga bagay-bagay, then you can experiment, you can innovate, you can create. But you cannot do away with the basics. So kung gusto mo malaman ang kalooban ng Panginoon para sa iyong buhay, no? Hindi mo malalaman niya kay Madam Auring o mayroong isang propeta na dadating dito at sabihin sa iyo na kayong dalawa, kayo magiging mag-asawa. We look to the Word of God. We go to the basics. Amen po ba? At panghuli, finding God's will is about a love relationship. Finding God's will is not just a pursuit. It's not just a plan. It is a love journey. Anong sabi ni Thomas kay Jesus? Kasi nung sinabi ng Panginoong Jesus, I will be away and I will go to my Father and build houses for you. Tatayo ko ng condo, bibigyan ko kayo ng mga rooms. No, and I will go and prepare a way for you. Then si Thomas nagsabi sa kanya in verse 5, Lord, how can we follow you? We do not know the way. Lord, how can we know? How can we know the way? We do not know the way. Pag umalis ka, hindi na namin alam kung anong daan. Anong sagot ng Lord in verse 6? Thomas, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Si Philip naman nagtanong. Sabi niya, Lord, show us the Father. Show us the Father. We want to see the Father. We will be content when we see the Father. Anong sabi ng Lord sa verse 11? Philip, sabi niya ganon, Philip, you have been with me for so long. Hindi mo ba na-recognize? I am in the Father and the Father is in me. Whoever sees me sees the Father. Halimbawa, naligaw ka sa gubat at hindi mo alam ang daan palabas. Maghahating gabi na, nandun ka pa. Maya-maya, mayroon dumating na isang katutubo. Anong tatanong mo? Hihingi ka ba ng mapa palabas? Sasabihin mo ba, turo mo nga sa akin palabas? Di ituturo niya ngayon sa'yo. No? Pwede bang bigyan mo ako ng instructions? Anong mas maganda? Bigyan ka ng instructions o yung mismong katutubo, samahan ka palabas? Bigyan ka ng mapa? O yung katutubo, halika, sumunod ka sa akin at lalabas tayo. So ganun ang sinasabi ng Panginoon. No? Finding God's will is not something, it's not a project. It's a love journey. Kaya nga, ang ginagawa ng Panginoon sa'yo, hindi niya nire-reveal lahat sa isang iglap eh. Tayo lahat gusto natin. Lord, pwede bang iplantilya mo lahat? Pwede bang iplatada mo lahat? Yun lang gusto ko lang, iplatada mo. Platada mo lahat ng plano mula ngayon hanggang sa pagtanda ko. Gusto ko na makita ngayon na. Kaya nga ang sabi, ang salita ng Diyos ay tulad ng isang lampara. The Word of God is a lamp unto my feet. Hindi sinabing the Word of God is a flashlight to my feet. Kasi pag flashlight, kita mo gandulo, di ba? Eh, sabi ng Lord, lampara lang eh. Yung lampara, ano lang ang sakop niyan? Yan lang, oh. Hindi mo makita yung dulo. Bakit ganun? Ba't hindi pinapakita ng Diyos yung dulo sa'yo? Kasi baka pag nakita mo yung dulo, mahimatay ka. Hindi mo kayanin. Pag nakita mo yung dulo, no, hindi ka na makipag-usap sa Panginoon. Kaya nga, araw-araw mo nga alamin ang kalooban ng Panginoon. Eh. It's a love journey. Diba? Kaya maraming mga pagkakataon sa buhay natin na hindi mo alam kung anong susunod eh. Kaya hantong ka sa punto ng buhay mo na anong gagawin mo, iiyak ka na lang. Kaya nga anong sabi? Huwag ka nang umiyak sa mundong pabago-bago. Diba? Pag-ibig ko ay totoo. Ano sa doon? Ako ang iyong bangka. Diba? Magalit man ang alon at panahon, tayo, sabay tayong aahon. Tama ba? Sabay-sabay, anong sabi ng probinsyano? Kung wala ka nang maintindihan, kung wala ka nang makapitan, ano daw? Kapit ka sa akin. Yun ang sinasabi ng Lord sa'yo, kumapit ka lang sa akin. You don't really need to know everything. Amen ba? God doesn't owe you explanation for every turn. We are not a people of explanation. We are a people of promise. God gave us promises and that's more than enough. There is no need for explanation. There is no need for revelation until the end. Be content with what God is giving you each day. It's a love journey. Amen? Kaya sinabi ni Thomas, Lord, we don't know the way. How can we know the way? We don't know your will. How can we know it? Ano sabi ng Lord? I am the way. And I will be with you every step of the way. Amen po ba, mga kapatid? Palakpakan nga natin ang Panginoon. Kaya wait on the Lord, not on the gift. Wait on the Lord, not on people. Wait on the Lord, not on the thrill of seeking, not on the feeling. Wait on the Lord. So whatever happens, no? Whatever happens, you are at peace. Because you trust Him. Yeah, finding God's will is not something that you seek for yourself. It is something that you seek for you and for God. You're more interested about, Lord, what you want for me. Not what I want for myself. What you want for me, not I want for myself. At magugulat ka, when you learn to want what God wants for you, eventually, you will want it more. And you will enjoy it. Amen ba, mga kapatid? Okay. So sana makita natin na it's love is about ang pag-ibig, no? Ang pag-ibig ay hindi nagigive up sa pagtitiwala, hindi napapagod sa pagtitiwala sa Panginoon. Ang pag-ibig ay no, walang hinihintay na kapalit. Kapag mahal mo ang Panginoon, hindi na mahalaga kung saan mo ako dadalhin, Lord eh. Ang mahalaga kasama kita. Amen ba? That's what I want you to learn. Hindi yung pupunta ka sa isang lugar, wala naman doon ang Panginoon. Ang hirap noon. Pipilitin mo mag-abroad. Ang tanong, nandun ba ang Lord? Yes, of course, God is everywhere. But is God leading you abroad? Is God leading you to New Zealand? Is God leading you to that place? Is God even there for you? Because the safest place in the world is to be at the center of God's will. And the most dangerous place in the world is out of God's will. Kahit pa nasa digmaan ka, pero nasa sentro ka ng kalooban ng Panginoon, that still is the safest place for you. Pero kung nasa isang payapang lugar ka, pero wala ka doon sa sentro ng kalooban ng Panginoon, that's a very dangerous place for you. God wants the best. Amen? God wants the best for you. Kaya kapatid, magtiwala ka sa Panginoon. Amen ba? Hallelujah. Praise God. Sige po, tayo po ay yumuko at manalangin. The Lord is telling you, wait on me. Don't just wait for a dream. Don't just wait for your destiny. Wait on me. Because as you wait on me, you will renew your strength. You will mount up with wings like eagles. You will run and not get tired. And you will walk and not get weary. Are you getting tired of waiting about the will of God? Don't faint. And don't waste your waiting time. Habang naghihintay ka, you worship the Lord. Habang naghihintay ka, you serve the Lord. Habang naghihintay ka, preoccupy yourself with the things of God. Fall in love with God more as you wait.